How setting a new goal can help now. Wake up, feed the kids, do some work. Help the kids with e-learning. Fail at teaching new math. Feed the kids lunch. Do some more work while kids binge on Netflix. Eat dinner, take a walk, put the kids to bed. Catch up on work. Question yourself as a parent and all that's going on in the world. Try to get some sleep. Repeat. Does this schedule sound vaguely familiar to you? Well, consider this permission to acknowledge that your daily grind is tough right now. And yes, you can acknowledge this while being grateful and feeling lucky for all that you have compared to the struggles that so many people face right now. But let's take a moment to sidestep the negativity. I'd like to give you a challenge. I'm challenging you to set a new goal for yourself. Because you know what setting a new goal provides you with? Something positive to work on and look forward to. For example, before the coronavirus took over, Michelle and I had a list of home improvements we looked forward to completing this spring. And while we can't do them now, an opportunity to set a new and improved goal has emerged. Some of our biggest household expenses, childcare, going out to eat, and traveling, are all on hold right now. That frees up extra cash. Cash we're now saving so when things get moving again, we can do even more home improvement projects than we originally planned. Projects like installing individual soundproof telephone booths for each member of the household. Sorry, just kidding. That's the quarantine talking. You can start your own goal-setting process by looking at what's changed about your financial situation. Where are you spending less now than you normally would? What goal can you envision working towards now that might not have been viable financially before? Answer these questions and see what you come up with. Feeling a greater sense of control is something we could all use a little more of in our lives during these uncertain times, and I hope this exercise helps you find just that. And if talking about it might help, I'm here and ready to listen. Brian here. Thanks for checking out this episode. If you'd like to learn about future episodes, you can sign up for my e-newsletter at brianplane.com. Now, on to the disclosures. Brian Plane offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, a SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Brian Plane, CFP, is not a registered investment advisor. Brian Plane and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.